Okay, this is the final edition of our review of the November 30th, 2011 cash flow with the real house gagas of Aindum, Allison and Sheila. And this is, there they are. And this is being recorded on December 29th, 2011. New Grandview, copyright New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved. And starting at 2:05 p.m. Hawaii time on December 29th. Okay, so you guys are there? Everybody's there?
We are.
All right, so we'll begin by starting the recording of the third hour. Right, Allison? And Allison has already heard the third hour, but hearing bits of it sparks her memory and she has notes of it. So we won't
when
be listening to the
it,
whole thing.
When she hears it, it's only in that moment. So
right,
just
right.
Because I've heard it before doesn't mean that I remember anything. So
right, so this could evoke new things.
Yes. I was going to play the Zappa song, but we might not need to play the whole thing.
What's the song?
I was going to... Oh, because
yeah,
you don't remember this, Bob.
No.
Okay, I'm going to put it on. I'm going to let you hear the
Zappa song. Oh, the air. The air. It's
yeah,
the air.
We talk about the lyrics afterwards, too.
Right, know. Right. Okay. Let's hear some of that. That's good.
I got busted.
Going through customs. It was a special tape recording.
It was. It's kind of long. Do you want to play it or you want to just...
Yeah, let's hear a bit of it. It's a great song. I like it. That's good.
Just a bit of it, he said. He did say just a bit of it.
Yeah, like
okay,
about three minutes of worth. You know, just a bit of it, three
okay,
minutes.
Well, I'm not exactly sure, you guys. I'm not cued on that three-minute moment, but I'll give it a try. Hold on.
Yeah, listen for us just when we say stop.
Cue up.
Okay, well, I got to put it forward to... Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
The Beach Boys, jeez.
That was Flock of Seagulls. Hold on.
Who was that? Oh, Flock of Seagulls,
Flock
right.
Of Seagulls.
That was a good one.
Okay, hold on. Let's
yeah.
see if I can get some of Zappa on here.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Bob.
That is so awesome. That is one of my favorite Zappa songs. It's so funny. It's so humorous. It's so clever. It's so great doo-wop. What an incredible song that is. That is the It's so funny. I got busted coming through customs. It was a special tape recording.
I do love it, but I wanted to tell you quickly, you know, I always say it's all about me, the whole show. My mother had a Nash in San Francisco.
When you were young, you mean?
When she and my dad were young, she bought a Nash. She sold his car when he went into the Navy. He went in for a year and a half. She sold some, like, really cool car that was a convertible something.
Yeah.
And she bought a Nash, and he was mortified. And she tells a story about driving it in San Francisco, you know, being an automatic, I mean a manual, up the hills of San Francisco and just how intense it was. And I just thought, oh, my God, a Nash. I never would have known what that was if she hadn't told me. So.
You mean you wouldn't have known this song, what Zappa was referring to?
I wouldn't have known what a Nash was.
Well, it's a big symbol in Zappa's work. The 39 Chevy Nash, Chevy this and that, 1939. And when he got involved with Zappa, I mean with John Lennon and Yoko Ono in 71, they wanted to do an art installation with him because they, Yoko being a member of the Fluxus group, had introduced John to the whole art world in Soho. And there's even film footage of them hanging out with the artists and that. I've seen them in somebody's films. And in that period, Zappa's biographer, David Wally, the first biographer, gave me a copy of a letter that he got from Frank. It's Frank writing to John and Yoko about what he wants to contribute to the installation, right? So it starts off, you must go up and you must find this particular 1939 Nash, and he describes the car, and they must go find it. In other words, it's a preposterous search for like a needle in a haystack. But he brings in his conceptual continuity. He brings in the Nash theme again. And it was almost like he didn't want to work with Yoko, so he made this absurd proposal. There's other absurdities in it. But just the whole thing about, okay, first, for us to do this other project, you must go and find this particular Nash.
like a treasure hunt. Like a, what is that when you go door-to-door?
Yeah, treasure hunt. Yeah.
No, it has another name. But
not a treasure hunt.
It's the kids play it when you go ask for a Q-tip and a, what's that
trick
called?
Trick or treat?
No, Sheila, help. Sheila? Is she there?
Uh-oh, I think your battery ran out.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, now we might, we may have to do it again and not today. I mean, okay, let me just go out and call her.
You want to call her? This happens on cash flow. This is normal.
Yeah, okay, just a second.
Okay.
Are you there? Sasha? I mean, Allison?
Hey, Bob.
Is that Sheila?
Yeah.
You
there?
Did you run out of
electricity,
battery?
No.
No, ion interfered.
Are you there, Sheila? Jesus.
I've been playing Flock of Seagulls in between.
Oh, yeah, and I heard this water. I think you were doing some sink stuff, right?
No. Just, I put it to my head to hear if you guys were there. and then I put it back, so it maybe sounded like it was going through air or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, some weird distortion, like it sounded like water running, and then I eventually heard the music, so.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, that's because I was going back and forth.
We couldn't even find out what happened to Sheila. Like,
I know, she's gone again.
Okay, let me disconnect again and call her, okay? Here
okay.
we go.
I'll play Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, you guys. Hello.
Hey! Come on, Allison. She's dancing around the kitchen there. Allison! Yeah, we come back in, and Allison's partying away in the kitchen.
What's going on?
What
did I say in the kitchen?
We come back in. I got Sheila. We get back in, and there's this seagull song going roaring away.
Seagull.
Yeah.
That was part of Cash Flow.
Okay.
It's a great song, isn't it? I like that song.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, I do.
I used to love that. It was from the 80s.
Right. So what are we doing, Sheila? How come you keep disconnecting?
I didn't disconnect, but I don't know what happened because I called back in. But I'm actually on two lines. I'm on the line that we call in on, and then also you, Packer.
Me.
I'm hooked in by you. So.
Okay, so your battery's okay.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes. What?
You hang up. I'm gonna hang up. Allison, stay there, and we'll call back in. Start fresh.
Oh,
okay?
We're not recording?
No. I stopped the recording.
I think this is Ion, you guys. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Wait a minute. Wait, maybe I didn't stop the recording. Oh shit, we gotta do it again. We gotta all disconnect. That's right. We've been taping this. Let's see.
Well, we can let it. That's all right.
No. Okay. We gotta have. You can't. But they know we all screwed up. We don't have to keep showing the examples of it. I'm just
Sheila,
thinking.
It's all going to be on. All of this. Bob will realize it was all recorded because Ion recorded it all. Didn't matter if it was plugged in.
That's right. Okay. I'm going to.
It'll
go
be
like
the
this.
End. Like yeah. When you said Allison's so drunk she can't talk. That was on the last one. It'll all be there.
We're there going, what? Are you there? What? Anybody there? This is music going to Allison. We're saying, Allison, she won't even be gone.
Terry, I told Terry, I said, oh, man, it was really wicked. At the end, they say, Allison, Bob says, Allison, you're so drunk you can't even talk. And she goes, I didn't hear that.
No, you mean Lynette? Who said that? Did I say that
Terry,
to you?
Terry said she didn't hear that. I said, Terry, it was on the recording. She goes, I didn't hear it. It was funny. It was kind of like
what recording you're talking about? I don't know what you're referring to.
One of the last, I think it was the first hour, wasn't it, Sheila? Of
oh, okay.
Of this interminable November 30th.
7 hours. We've done 7 hours so far.
Yeah.
So Terry heard it or didn't or?
Well, I told Terry, I said, I didn't remember what I told Brian on, or said that Brian was noticing. I was going to say offended by, but he wasn't. Anyway, at the very end, Bob, you said, Allison's so drunk, she doesn't know what we're talking, or she doesn't hear us or something.
Yeah,
and I said,
Terry
oh, God, Sheila, he didn't put that on the recording, did he? And she's like, yeah. So I guess my point is,
no,
we're
you said Sheila said that or
recording.
Terry said that. I can't make any sense of what you're talking about. Is Terry? Who said,
Terry
yes,
said
Bob,
it.
Put you on? Okay, so
Terry
what's the point
said,
of talking
said,
about? Why are we talking about Terry? Wait, what's the point?
Not really any reason. We can just move
on. Oh, okay,
on.
Just so,
move on.
Okay.
Yeah, at first I thought you were saying Terry didn't hear it, and now you're saying she did hear it.
No, she never heard it. It was there. But she never heard it because she doesn't want to hear something like that.
Oh, okay. That I said that you were drunk.
Yes.
Wow.
And I said, Bob put it on there, And Sheila said, yes, he put it on till the end. And I told Terry, yes, it was on there till the end. She said, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
That's
right,
my
point. Here's what I'm going to do. I go star 9.